All right, well, CJ, the challenges of trying to pick yourself back up and get back after it after what a lot of your teammates said was a must-win for you guys for your postseason hopes. Just how do you approach this week?
Well, you approach it the same, you know, because you never know, you know, what game could really matter. You know, of course, we want to win that game, but, it's, you know, we didn't. And, you know, for me and probably the rest of the guys, we don't put it behind us, and we got all our attendance on the Jaguars. And so, we do a great job of being able to put games behind us and, you know, going able to move forward. So I don't expect anything less this week.
Is it hard to put the – I mean, just in terms of, all right, you know you have to win five in a row here. I mean, is it hard to keep – have that in the back of your mind, or is it just a game at a time approach?
It's just a game at a time. You can't think ahead. You know, we know what lies, you know, in front of us, and that's the main thing. If you go out there and you're thinking about, you know, too many things, and you're not playing the game the way it's supposed to be played, then that's when you don't play to your best ability. So, you know, for me, you know, I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to play. You know, I'm going to have a great week of preparation. Then come Sunday, I'm just going to play loose. And that's the main thing. That's the only thing you could do. You can't look to next week against the Rams, you know, because we don't play them yet. So hopefully we got all our attention on the Jaguars.
CJ, I know you said in the past, and you said on Sunday, and you've continued to say that you have confidence in Coach Gailey, and you know you can't control when you get the ball or where you get the ball or how you get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you want the ball the way this season is going for you? I mean, how much do you want it these last five games, including this Sunday?
Well, I mean, I never go into a game with, you know, I want to touch it this amount of times, you know, because you never know how a game will turn out, you know. So I understand the game situation. You know, if we run the ball successfully and we up, you know, on those guys, then of course we're going to run it more. But at the same time, if we're not, of course I understand we're going to have to pass it. So, you know, I never really get that mindset of, you know, I want to touch it 20, 30 times. You know, just whenever my opportunity is called, I just try to make a play for my team and just take what the defense gives me.
In the perfect world, you would want to be in 20 to 30 carry back, though, huh?
Well, I got another great back in Fred, so, you know, sure. So he takes some of the load off, and, you know, like I said, you know, when both our numbers call, we try to make plays, and, you know, would you want to touch it that many times? Yeah, probably you would. Not all running, you know, mix it up with pass and run. But, you know, unfortunately, we have two great guys, and, you know, it's a good thing to have, you know, so, and that's the way that is going to be for the remainder of the season.
From the perspective of you being a competitor and everything that goes with that, being on the sidelines in certain situations, I mean, how much does that eat at your competitive nature? And, I mean, where do you come out that way?
I mean, it does eat at it. I mean, if you don't want to be out there, you know, then, you know, you don't need to be playing the game. But at the same time, you know, I can only go in the game when I'm told to go in there, you know. So I can't worry about, you know, when is my time, you know. When I'm out there, I'm going to play to my best ability. When I'm not, I'm going to be another set of eyes for Fred and the rest of the guys and, you know, see what the defense is trying to do and also looking at the game clock, just looking at the little things that matters in the game. So, you know, so you just have to be able to manage both. And, you know, fortunately for me, I'm able to do that.
How frustrating is it, one touchdown in 8 quarters? Those offenses, you know, puts up points, and now it seems to be in a little bit of a drought. How frustrating is it?
It's very disappointing because, you know, that's what that kind of cost us games. You know, defense playing lights out, you know, held those guys 13 points. And, you know, we really wasn't able to give them much, you know, especially with us being down there and not able to finish the drive. So I think the big thing moving forward is going to be finish drives. You know, we know those guys are professional. It's hard, but at the same time, you got to sooner or later just take ownership and just have that will that, you know, we're not going to be denied this touchdown. So, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing how we respond moving forward in our red zone offense and even on third downs, you know. So we can't be in third and tens and third and 15s and expect to extend, keep the drive alive because, you know, not too many teams going to do that. So we got to be able to manage those things that'll help us be successful.
This is a Jacksonville team that has given up a lot of points this year. I mean, what do you see from their defense?
Those guys, they play hard. They fly around. And like I said, you can never get caught up into stats. You know, this is the NFL. There's no gimmies. Each Sunday, you have an opportunity to win the game. And that's the way you got to approach it. If we go into this game thinking that these guys, you know, because they might don't have, you know, some of the big-time names like other teams may have, we're going to be in the rude awakening come Sunday afternoon.